Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. They don't want to call on their fellow Democrats to end the Schumer shutdown, but instead they want you to pay. They want the state of Montana to pay. Yesterday, I think right here in this 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock hour of this show, I told you about this story. The Billings Gazette had this report here. 78,000 Montanans at risk of losing SNAP benefits next month. Two snaps and a rewind on that one, huh? 78,000 Montanans at risk of losing SNAP benefits. I wonder why. Oh, it's because of the Schumer shutdown. So Senate Democrats shut down the federal government, and now 78,000 Montanans who get money from the government to help pay for groceries may be forced to go without the help next month if the Schumer shutdown keeps going. That was the report here. Anyway, so I told you about that yesterday, and I made the point, I think, yesterday on the show how, wow, you had Democrat State Senator Cora Newman out of Bozeman. She did a big fancy phone call with Democrat U.S. Senator Patty Murray out of Washington State, providing cover fire for Senate Democrats who are the reason the whole government is shut down right now in the first place. And not once did we see, did Cora Newman call on Patty Murray to end the Schumer shutdown, to end the, well, Patty Murray shutdown. And so here we find out that 78,000 Montanans now might not get their food stamp money, might not get their SNAP benefits next month because of the Schumer shutdown. And did anybody in the Montana media bother to ask? You know, they do all these puff pieces on all these Democrats all the time. Did they ever bother to ask Cora Newman, hey, what about food stamps? Hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? How come you didn't tell your buddy Patty Murray to stop the Schumer shutdown? Well, now, James, is it Beavis or Revis, or is it Revis and Whathead here, or is it Revis? How do you pronounce his name? Anyway, he says this. This was about 9 hours ago on X. He says, SNAP benefits expire on November 1st. This is a crisis for hungry Montana children. Well, tell us, Revis. Who created this crisis for hungry Montana children? AOC, Chuck Schumer, all your buddies, all your pals. And then Revis says this, I'm asking Governor Gianforte to use his power to cover food stamp funding until the feds reopen. Oh, I see. So you don't want the government shutdown to actually be done with. You're not going to call on your buddy AOC and your buddy Chuck Schumer to end the stupid Schumer shutdown. Instead, you're calling on the governor. You're calling on Montana to pay for your government shutdown. You want us to pay for your party's government shutdown. Here we go once again. And don't hold your breath. Don't expect the Billings Gazette, the Liberal Lee newspapers. Don't expect the Scripps TV stations to call out Revis, to call out Cora and their crazy policies here. But if you know somebody who gets food stamps, if you're somebody who gets food stamps, you can thank them for not getting them.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures in the mid-60s and Bozeman around 70 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear skies. Overnight lows will stay back in the lower to middle 40s. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s. Turning cloudy Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
This is House Call for Health. More than one in five young adults in the U.S. admitting they use pot or alcohol to fall asleep. Experts warn while this may be a quick fix, it often backfires. Researchers analyzing data on more than 1,400 people between the ages of 19 and 30. They all took part in a national study tracking behaviors, attitudes, and values in America. Overall, more than 22% reported using one or both substances as a sleep aid. Women more likely to use cannabis for sleep. Black young adults more likely to use alcohol. An addiction expert at Northwell Health explains while these substances may may initially help make you drowsy, you can end up needing more and more to fall asleep, which could lead to addiction. Other researchers say drugs and alcohol actually disrupt sleep in the long run. Findings appear in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, did you guys hear that guy on Wednesday? He dislikes Donald Trump so bad that he is going to leave the country. And then people started offering gas money. But hey, I loved it, though. I love it. Bring on the bots. Bring on the plants. The guy obviously didn't listen to the show, but he heard Ryan Zinke was going to be on. So he called in to complain about Trump. Hey, that's all right. Call in again. Montana Talks is the show where everybody gets to talk, especially on Freedom Friday. Phone lines are open for you statewide, 9 to 10.
It's cyber from Mondakistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Again, the reason that you are not going to get your food stamps, the reason you are not going to get your SNAP benefits is because the Democrats shut down the federal government. But now local Democrats here in Montana want you to pay for it. They want you to have to pay more. They want we, the people of Montana, to have to pay for it. They're calling on the governor to make sure that Montana foots the bill while the government they want the government shut down to keep going. They have openly admitted that they believe the government shutdown, the federal government shutdown, gives them the leverage here. In fact, let me roll the audio for you here. Let's see. This wasn't where I had somewhere else I was going to go next. By the way, Becky Hillier, our friend Becky Hillier, is taking today off. She's got the day off today. But I've got a bright side story that I'll share with you in her absence, because it's always great to have Becky on the show. She's off today, so that means you get to be on instead. You can share a bright side story, or if you got something else you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. I figured I better mention that, because I'm sure there's somebody out there. Where's Becky? Where's Becky? She's everybody gets a day off every now and then, even Becky. But here's the audio. Let's see here. Okay, Harris Faulkner had this report on Fox News yesterday. I forget the Democrat congresswoman's name, but she's like a high-ranking Democrat congresswoman. She's like their minority whip or something like that, inside baseball. But basically, she's one of their big leaders, and she thinks the government shutdown is great for the Democrats. She thinks that you guys not getting your food stamps is awesome for the Democrats.
I understand the math in the Senate. I understand the health care position from the Democrats. No responsibility on the Democrats, or at least you don't think that the public would perceive that the Democrats are responsible.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible, and of course there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously, but it is one of the few leverage times we have. It is an inflection point in this budget process where we have tried to get the Republicans to meet with us and prioritize the American people.
The but, right? My mom taught me that whatever came before it, you didn't really mean it. So when she says she cares, but she's got political leverage, it's the after the but that counts. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is calling out his own political party for punishing hardworking Americans.
I'm a country over party guy. I'm always going to vote to pay our military over the party. I'm always going to vote to pay the Capitol Police here versus over the party. So for me, it's a core responsibility here as a senator to keep our government open, and I'm never going to vote to shut our government down. And I don't care if it's the Republicans or Democrats, whatever, it's wrong.
Man, I tell you what, John Fetterman, I mean, the guy recovered from a brain injury, and he is the one on that side of the aisle, probably the only one on that side of the aisle who actually makes any sense. I've been so impressed by John Fetterman, an actual moderate on some of these issues, or at least just a guy who just has some common sense here. And now, I'm not suggesting that these other guys should get a brain injury, but do they need to be smacked over the head to finally get it? mean, you know what I'm saying here? Figuratively speaking. Yeah, because here's John Fetterman saying, stop this stupid government shutdown, get the government back up and running. And then you have the Democrat leadership saying, well, we've got the leverage here. We've got the leverage. The longer we keep this government shutdown going, the more the Democrats think it helps them. So that's exactly why this Democrat legislator, who, if it wasn't for gerrymandered legislative districts, let's be honest, this guy would never get elected for the Montana legislature if they didn't so desperately gerrymander these. That's what's happened to the Montana Democrat Party. They have run the legislative redistricting process for so long that they can cut the lines up practically any way they want to. And then they end up getting these people in office representing the Democrat Party that would never get elected otherwise. And they get these far-left wackos representing their party. And that's how you get a guy like this who would say, I'm calling on the governor to pay for this stuff. Instead of calling on his own party to end their stupid Schumer shutdown, he's calling on us to pay more for it. Anyway, enough said on that topic. But they claim that this is about health care. We know why they're shutting down the government. It's because they want to spend over $1 trillion of your money and put us deeper into debt, and they want your money to go to health care for illegal aliens. That's what this comes down to. Now, they're pretending that it's about Obamacare subsidies, but let's talk about the Obamacare subsidies, because as we told you yesterday, only 3% of the Obamacare premium hikes that are expected next year are coming as a result of the COVID subsidies going away. The rest is all thanks to Obamacare. All thanks to Obamacare. I don't know if you guys saw this. If you're following me on X, you would have seen this. Because earlier this morning, John Stewart. You guys know John Stewart? Very liberal, very left-wing guy. But he's funny. He actually made a really good point. It ties into healthcare. It ties into education. It ties into so many things. He was having a conversation with Bernie Sanders. The oligarchs. Bernie, you've been saying this nonsense for 40 years, and it's only gotten worse because of your policies. But anyway, John Stewart had a brilliant point. Basically, he was saying, when we give an unlimited amount of money vis-a-vis the taxpayers to education, to healthcare, or whatever, the cost only goes up. We end up paying more every single stinking time. Wait till you hear it.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Week number 8, the game of the week, Sunday night in Pittsburgh. The 4-2 Steelers will try to bounce back from their first loss in 4 games when they host the Green Bay Packers, who have a record of 4 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie. Green Bay leads the NFC North, slightly ahead of the 5-2 Lions, who have a bye this week, along with 5 other teams. No games for the Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, Jaguars, and Raiders. Several games with teams who have mirror image-like records, like in Philadelphia, for the reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles bring a 5-2 record versus the 2-5 Giants. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhart will call this one on Fox TV 1 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. The 5-2 49ers visit the 2-4 Texans. 5-2 Patriots home against the 2-5 Browns. Monday night, the resurgent Kansas City Chiefs will play at home versus the Washington Commanders, who will get quarterbacked by Marcus Mariota in place of the injured Jaden Daniels. Jared Max, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come
in. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, President Trump took to Truth Social, calling out ranchers and taking credit for cattle prices. In the statement he made on his social media platform, he said, quote, "The cattle ranchers who I love don't understand that the only reason they are doing so well for the first time in decades is because I put tariffs on cattle coming into the U.S., including a 50% tariff on Brazil." The president continued in writing that, quote, "If it weren't for me, they would be doing just as they've done for the past 20 years, terrible. It would be nice if they would understand that, but they also have to get their prices down because the consumer is a very big factor in my thinking also," end quote. Now, this comes as a scheduled press conference with the president and secretary of agriculture was canceled. They were planning to make a big announcement around the future of cattle ranching in the U.S. That announcement was canceled. Of course, this all stems as cattle producers across the countryside oppose President Trump's plan to import more Argentinian beef to lower the price of beef for consumers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that they cannot stand behind President Trump while he undercuts the future of family farms and ranches by importing Argentinian beef. They added that it's imperative that President Trump and the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, let cattle markets work without government interference. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, by the way, on that front, I did see Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines had a phone call with Bradley Warren. Bradley Warren, do they still have the Wake Up Montana TV? I'm on the radio in the morning. Otherwise, man, I'd be flipping around all over the place trying to consume as much news from a wide variety of sources as possible. Well, I do that, but I have to do that in the very, very early morning hours to get ready for this show. But in other words, I don't know what the TV morning show is, but Bradley Warren typically does a pretty good job. I think he's with the ABC Fox TV stations. But Bradley Warren did an interview with Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines talking about this big beef over beef. Really, this is the first beef, the first major beef that American cattle ranchers have had with President Donald J. Trump. And you've been hearing about it in Lane's reporting. We've been covering it as well here. I thought Congressman Ryan Zinke, I've got a report on our Montana Talks website right now. I thought he nailed it. Look, when it comes to America first, nothing more America first than American beef and American beef first. Well said by Congressman Ryan Zinke, and then, of course, Congressman Troy Downing. He and several other members of Congress put forth a letter to the Trump administration kind of, outlining concerns with Argentinian beef, et cetera. But this is what Bradley Warren reported on TV, I think last night, and he has audio from Senator Steve Daines. Here you go.
The senator tells me that he has been on the phone with members of the cabinet and the president regarding this issue.
So they've heard our voice loud and clear. We're trying to find a way out of this. We don't want these Argentinian beef flooding into our markets. We need to let the free markets reset what's going on in the cattle industry and not flood the market with.
All right, so there you go. This is, by the way, it's also worth pointing out, this is something you would not see, you did not see from Democrats. You wouldn't see this from Democrats. They never call out their own party, unless you're John Fetterman. They never call out their own party, or unless you're really desperate and it's an election, and then they'll tippy-toe around it, right? See, Republicans are not afraid to go to bat for their constituents, to go to bat for cattle ranchers. They're not afraid to say when they disagree and why they disagree. They're not afraid to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Mr. President, here's where we stand on this issue. Look, here's the deal. Here's the challenges. Here's why, importing Argentinian beef is not the solution to this." Democrats, like, as we just talked a few minutes ago, the whole reason the federal government is shut down right now is because of Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats. What, five Senate Democrats could end the government shutdown right now? Cora Newman was on the phone with one of them, Patty Murray. And Cora Newman refused to call on Patty Murray to end her government shutdown. It's because Cora Newman supports it. This Revis. Yeah. No, I'm not going to make a Revis and Butthead remark. Come on. I know what you're... John Jackson's probably out there right now. Come on, do it. Call him Revis and Butthead. No, I'm not going to do that, John. I'm not. It's not Tuesday. This Revis guy, I'm calling on the governor. Why don't you call on your own party? Why don't you pick up the phone and call Chuck Schumer's office? Because they won't. Because they're too chicken. And frankly, because these guys support the crazy. That was the reality. The reality is when you had these fake phony moderates like John Tester in office, well, I'm a dirt farmer, blah, 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 blah. Oh, give me a break. Did he ever stand up to Biden? No. But here's the deal. It's not that he was too afraid to stand up to Biden. It's that he supported the anti-rancher stances taken by Biden. When Biden's BLM director was stabbing, poking ranchers in the eye, taking away your access to federal lands, but handing over the title to these far-left environmental extremist groups like the American Prairie Reserve, did John Tester stand up to Biden? No. Because John Tester didn't want to stand up to Biden. Because John Tester supported it every single step of the way. Because Biden's BLM director was handpicked by John Tester, the fake phony moderate that was always propped up by the liberal media here in Montana. In fact, look at the Western congressional race right now. There's like three different jokers that are running, that are now saying they're going to run for the Western Congressional District. One of these jokers doesn't even live in the Western Congressional District, but, oh, I'm a rancher. Oh, I'm a rancher and I'm a veteran. Well, you know what? We've already got a veteran in the Western Congressional District, and his name is Ryan Zinke. And it's just like, so here you go. You can already see it. Look at this liberal Montana Free Press article. Here they are, trying to prop up every single one of these Democrat congressional candidates with these puff piece stories. They're trying to create another fake phone. To hear the old prospector campaign commercials. Oh, well, I'm just a rancher from Sims. And, yeah, well, I'm a veteran and blah, 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 blah. We can see the fake, phony, moderate packaging that you're already. But that's Sims is not even in the Western Congressional District. Oh, what, you're too chicken to run for the Eastern Congressional District? Well, I'm gonna go pull the old phony old shtick over here in Western Montana. But you don't even live in the Western Montana Congressional District. Who are these B-list actors that the Democrats are trying to throw at us now? I mean, seriously. Some of my Republican friends may not like this, but I'm sorry. I'm sitting back here. I'm like, would you guys throw a real candidate in the race? Would you throw, I mean, these B-list actors. Well, I'm this and I'm that. And well, I mean, what a freaking joke. And the Montana Free Press. Come on, Tom. You're better than that. Do some real journalism. Ask these guys some tough questions. Instead of this puff piece promoting these B-list actors that the Democrats are trying to prop up to be a candidate for the Western congressional seat because the Democrats desperately want a foothold in Montana, and they think that's their ticket. Man, now I got to get to. I'll get to the Jon Stewart clip here. I know. It's really good. Don't worry. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. What about the Democrats that they're propping up for the Western congressional district race here? Oh, where did I put it here? There was a great post on X by Heather Swift. Heather Swift is the chief of staff. She's also been the campaign manager for Congressman Ryan Zinke, who is the veteran who's been elected multiple times by the people of Montana. He is the current, and by the way, he's raising a ton of money for the for that campaign for the Western Congressional District. But where do we get to it? Sorry, I've been sharing way too much on X here recently. Okay, I think I found it. Here we go. All right, so the liberal Montana Free Press, Tom Lutie, they're doing this puff piece promoting all these Democrat candidates for Congress. And Politico Playbook even featured one of them. a guy by the name of Matt Raines. He doesn't even live in the Western Congressional District, but yet here's Tom Lutie and Politico and the Free Press promoting these guys. Heather Swift says this, batting next for the Dems. A lobbyist who doesn't even live in the district. Here's their current Montana First District lineup. An ACLU lobbyist who campaigns with AOC and Bernie and led campaigns to put men in little girls' bathrooms. A guy who wears CCP teleprompter glasses. This one's funny. And is the founder of the flat, and has the founder of the Flathead Socialist running his campaign. And then now this gent, who is the chief of staff for the Socialist Farmers Union Lobbying Group. You can almost hear Bussey and Tranel dusting off their losing campaign plans. And then she says this, FYI, Politico, Sims, Montana is not just outside the district. It's actually a 1.5 hour drive from the edge of our district. Anyway, absolute hilarious takedown by Heather Swift of the fake news puff pieces.
First month.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, now we are fully up and rolling. I tell you what, I was having trouble pressing the right buttons at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, and then I finally got some good coffee in the system. We're ready to rock and roll. We got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. I got way too much to talk about. We got some great messages coming in on the Montana Talks app as well that I got to get to here, but I just want to, you know, let's just do a little Jen Psaki circle back here for a second. So here you've got the liberal media running these puff pieces on these B-list actors that the Democrats are trying to run for Congress in the Western Congressional District. And they're like, oh, well, look, they're veterans. And, oh, well, people in Montana like veterans. And, oh, they like ranchers. And, you know, Tim Sheehy got elected. Look, Tim Sheehy, Cat in Eastern Montana made a great point. He didn't just get elected because he checks these boxes, because he's a veteran, and because he's a... There's many veterans who've run for office that have lost because, you know, frankly, they just, their stances on the issues do not track with the people of Montana. But see, the liberal media is trying to do these puff pieces to prop up these B-list actors because the liberal media is so desperate. They really, the Democrats gerrymandered the Western Congressional District. Democrats think they have a chance to get the Nancy Pelosi's of the world back in charge if they can win the Western Congressional District. So they're desperate. So they're propping up all these B-list actors right now. And in the puff pieces, you can see they're like, oh, well, they're veterans. And, oh, well, one of them grew up on a little ranchette. And this guy actually grew up on a ranch. And actually, his mom's Republican. And his mom squared away for some reason, kind of like a lot of rich kids. You know, they end up turning into big liberals. Apparently. But it's so comical because if you guys have been following some of these national elections right now, the big ones getting national attention, Virginia governor race, Abigail Spanberger is the Democrat candidate there. She supports men in the girls' bathrooms. She's taken all these crazy positions, but they're propping her up. Listen to how MSNBC was just fawning over these Democrat candidates. Absolutely fawning over them.
It really is incredible when you have Abigail Spanberger, Mikey Sherrill, her background, all the different jobs that she has held in the military, and also like Alyssa Slotkin. Yeah. I mean, my God, these women are incredible. And to them, I would say fight, 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 because we need them.
Yeah,
we need them.
And leading. And Mikey is like, she's doing a ton of interviews. You know, when I talked to them, when I was in the car, you know, it was this car she had gone from interview to talk to talk to, but you know, you still see the anxiety.
Yeah, Sherrill did have a few missteps in her campaign, but she still has, as you say, about a 5 or 6 point lead per polling. Spanberger's lead in Virginia a little bigger than that, but you know, both still competitive races.
All right, wait for it.
Heading
the
last
part.
Couple weeks.
Stand by.
But
wait
to
for it.
Mika, to Molly's point, I mean, this is something that a lot of Democrats are grappling with right now. So they've nominated women 2 of the last 3 elections for the presidency, lost both. There are some who say, well, we can't do that again. The stakes stakes are too high. But of course, that does fall into the same misogynistic trap.
Other countries have no problem electing women.
Oh, other countries have no... Look, the American people have no problem electing women. But when you put women up like Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, that's when you have problems. But what's so stupid about this whole thing is, did you hear that the soy boy there? Well, this is just misogyny. That's why Abigail Spanberger is struggling in Virginia. The Republican candidate for governor of Virginia is not only a veteran, she's a woman. She's a black woman. A black woman veteran is the Republican candidate for governor of Virginia. And MSNBC is like, oh, the reason the Democrat candidate is struggling is because she's a woman. No, it's because she's a Democrat who supports having men in girls' bathrooms. For Pete's sake. And you're seeing the same thing with the liberal media here in Montana, with these B-list actor candidates for the Western Congressional District. Oh, look, they're veterans. Oh, look, they're ranchers. Including the guy from Seattle. Yeah, that's what we need. So we need Seattle. Good night. And it's like, you've already got, you know, three out of the four delegation members, including the gentleman currently, you know, representing the Western Congressional District, is a veteran. It's just like, what a freaking joke. These people are so obvious to spot. All right, we're going to get to a caller here in just a second. We got a great caller on the phone line. Let me, though, finally play the Jon Stewart clip that I've been waiting to play all hour for you here. So, Jon Stewart, liberal comedian, who's actually funny, unlike Colbert and Fallon. So Jon Stewart is doing an interview. Gravian News, by the way, captured this audio. He's interviewing Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie. And Bernie's been saying this crazy stuff for 40 years. Bernie has been in power for 40-plus years. Bernie supported Obamacare. Bernie supported all this garbage that is destroying everything, that is making it harder on the working class. But yet he still pretends to, oh, for the working class, the working people, blah, 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 blah. As he's flying his private jets into Missoula and everywhere else. But listen to what Jon Stewart says here. Let me just roll it.
Highest quality education, tuition free. And now working class families can't afford to send their kids to college.
But again, this gets to the Democratic solutions have never been to directly provides, it's always been a subsidy.
Absolutely
to a middleman.
Right.
But what happens is when the government promises endless funds to insurance companies or private universities without any cost controls, and Trump seems to understand this, prices rise far beyond the rate of inflation. And we've seen it in tuition, and we've seen it in pharmaceutical, and we've seen it in healthcare. So my question is, will Democrats recognize the poison pill that they've often placed into well-intentioned policy?
Ding, right. Ding, 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 ding. Did you hear what he just said there? Is that, okay, look, here's the problem is that you guys give all this money to colleges, into the higher education system. Now, Stewart tried to parse it out to private schools. No. Look at public schools, too, public colleges and universities. You give all this government money to the schools, basically an unlimited amount of money, and what do? They raise tuition. They raise fees. You give all this money to subsidize health care, what happens? The costs keep going up. The more government gives, the more it costs. Didn't we see the same thing with the Green New Deal scam and the electric vehicle fiasco? Government puts out a subsidy. Government puts out an incentive. And what do? They raise the price of the electric vehicles. Ken in Great Falls, our friend Ken in Great Falls, our environmental Democrat buddy, this is one of the things he will always call in. This is one of his soapbox topics. We all have them. He always complains about the cost of tuition. It's like, Ken, basically, the more government guaranteed money to the higher education system, the more expensive the higher education system has gotten. And that's essentially what John Stewart was just communicating right there. And so now you've got congressional Democrats that want to keep COVID government subsidies in place for health care, when it's their own government interference in health care that has driven up the cost and driven down the care and made it worse for doctors, made it worse for patients all the way around. Anyway, thank you for bearing with me there for a moment. Mike in Big Timber, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
I'm sorry. First, I got to mention, have you checked your blood pressure? Your last half hour, you're really going to town.
Well, I hope that's a good thing. Well, see, I didn't have enough coffee for the start of the 6 o'clock hour, so I might have overcompensated this hour. I don't know.
The point I wanted to make is to all the veterans out there, check the veteran website, because their mobile care unit is on the road, and they were here in Big Timber yesterday, and I stopped in to see them, and they will definitely go through any questions you have, and they can actually verify any appointments you have, and if you've forgotten when it was, they can get on their computers and check for you. So they're being very helpful by going throughout the state to different towns.
That's great. Yeah, good promote. That's their big mobile kind of vet. Is it the vet center van or another big mobile unit that they have?
Well, it looks like a big Class A motorhome.
Yeah. No, that's great. And they'll do mental health check-ins. They'll do all sorts of other stuff, consultations. So, yeah, take advantage of that for sure. Yeah, good reminder.
I did. And they were very, very helpful, because I have an appointment next year, and I totally forgot when it was, didn't write it down. And they checked for me and let me know when it is, and it's in Bozeman. And Aaron, thanks for all you do and getting the word out to all of us here out in Big Sky Country. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, you're too kind. It's not only my job, but it's just something I truly enjoy doing. So thank you so much. Quick break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Here's Curry. Deep triple. Touchdown. A little airspace. That's all he needs. Very late for Curry. Nobody picks up Curry. Takes it all the way and lays it in. 40 points for Curry.
Spicy in San Francisco. Steph Curry finished with 42 points. The Warriors won in overtime versus the Nuggets on ESPN 137-131. Golden State withstood 50 points from Aaron Gordon, who broke Alex English's Nuggets record for the most points scored in the first game of the season for Denver. Nikola Jokic scored 21 and had a triple-double. Double overtime for the second game in 3 nights for the reigning NBA champions. A rematch of last season's finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder got a career-high 55 points from last season's MVP and finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Thunder outlasted the Pacers in double overtime, 141-135. NFL Week 8 underway in Los Angeles. The Chargers chomped on the Vikings 37-10. Justin Herbert threw 3 touchdown passes. Kamani Vidal ran for 117 yards at a touchdown for the Chargers, who improved to 5-3, dropped the Vikings to 3-4. Ahead of Sunday's game between the Steelers and Packers in Pittsburgh, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said he'll retire a Green Bay Packer. He said he's pretty sure this season will be his last. Rodgers spent 18 years in Green Bay. No more waiting. The World Series begins tonight. Toronto Blue Jays home against the reigning champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Coverage from Rogers Center gets underway 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox TV. Starting pitchers, Trey Savage for the Blue Jays, Blake Snell for the Dodgers, who will try to become the first team since the 1999 Yankees to win the World Series 2 years in a row. The Yanks won 3 straight. College football in Atlanta last night. South Alabama outscored Georgia State 38-31. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures in the mid-60s and Bozeman around 70 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear skies. Overnight lows will stay back in the lower to middle 40s. And then the outlook for Saturday does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Turning cloudy Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Now, this is pretty funny. Our producer, Caden, after the show wrapped up, he said, hey, what should I use for a podcast title for the 6 o'clock hour of the show? I was working on some other things that hour. I said, bring on the bots and the Democrat plant callers. Yeah, we had some fun in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Then again, we always do. Hey, if you're not up and rolling at 6 o'clock in the morning, download the Montana Talks app. That's when we have some of our most fun. And you can get the podcast later in the day. Don't worry about it.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Revis and Butthead and the government shutdown. Revis and Butthead and the Schumer's shutdown. I was joking earlier. I was like, okay, I'm sure John Jackson's out there thinking, Aaron, go for it. Use the Beavis and Butthead analogy with this Revis guy, this legislative Democrat from Billings who is not calling on Schumer to end the government shutdown. Instead, he's calling on the Montana governor to pay for Schumer's shutdown. Unbelievable. But maybe you could, maybe Schumer could be the other half of the Beavis analogy there. Oh, man. That's just mean now. Come on now. See, that's right. You know, we got to save the unwoke jokes for Tuesday. We're gonna be a little more polished and disciplined. No, we're not. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's see. Man, so many great things to talk about. I do want to talk about this. I think this is really the bright side story of the week here. But I think I'm going to save this one for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. The Ranchers Stewardship Alliance. Are you guys familiar with that outfit? Our friend Haley Shipp. You might remember Haley from the radio. She used to more recently did some radio reports for our friends at the Western Ag Network. But she shared this. The largest working ranch donation in Montana history. This is a 38,300-acre donation to the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance. And basically the idea here is this family, Dale and Janet Veseth, are gifting their 38,000-acre ranch to the Ranchers Stewardship Alliance in order to keep that land in agricultural production. So great, because we've seen so much of this ranch land that gets either consumed by the left-wing wackos at the APR or gets bought out by some out-of-stater that just wants to tie it up for his own uses. And it's so important that that land remains in agricultural production, because that's what fuels the economy. That's what keeps kids in schools and families in these communities. And it's good for the environment, too, by the way, when you have working ranch land. But I was joking earlier with Mike and Big Timmer, and he's like, whoa, Aaron, have you checked your blood pressure? And I was like, yeah, I probably had too much coffee this hour of the show. But actually, it's funny that he mentions that, though, because I've noticed that, like, when we start having fun, we get great calls coming in, and I've had too much coffee, and then we start getting all, you know, excited about the topics of the day. I'm like, okay, I need to go down and grab a protein bar, some protein chips here. I need to level things out here, because I still got 2 more hours of the show to go. And so you can't do that sugar high and then crash and burn, right? And so that's what I did. Actually, during the break, I went down and grabbed some protein chips. And they're great. They're pizza flavored, but they're actually protein. And it's like potato chips, but they're protein chips. And I'm telling you, these things, you get like 15 grams of protein, sometimes 20 grams of protein. But they've got them at Billings Last Diet. They've got protein chips, protein bars, all sorts of different protein snacks. And I just love them. They taste good, and they're good for you. You get that ideal protein in your system. That's not only how you lose the weight, how you burn the fat, but that's how you keep it off as well. You just develop it into your battle rhythm, into your lifestyle. BillingsLastDiet.com. That's how you can get a hold of them, or call 294-6751. President Trump, he says, I think the Democrats have gone totally crazy. Here he is in the latest kind of open scrum press conference, whatever you want to call it.
I think the Democrats have gone totally crazy. And you don't know what they're going to do, because they don't care about the people. They don't. I really think they have no leadership. They have a lot of very low IQ people. Jasmine Crockett is a low IQ person. A lot of them are. I don't want to insult too many of them, but a lot of them are. They have no rudder. I don't think they know what they're doing right now. You know, they've never done this before. They always agreed to go and, you know, called an extension. Let's do an extension and talk.
And yet the Schumer shutdown continues, and legislative Montana Democrats are allowing it to happen.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.